لحي مسكنه اتخذوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. الله سبحانه وتعالى has wise slaves to him. When they looked at the truth of this life, they knew it wasn't the real thing. So they took it as a journey, and they took the righteous deeds of it as the ship that will save them down. And Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ulah, يَا مَنْ بُدُنْيَاهُ شَغَلْ وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَمَلِ الْمَوْتُ يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً وَالْقَبْرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلِ. If you were deceived by the lure in this life, and you submersed yourself in its whims and desires, death comes suddenly, and your grave is the treasure box of your actions and deeds. So please note that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala is given four things that are guaranteed in that womb of the mother. 120 days of conception. Your lifespan is already guaranteed and written 120 days in the womb of your mother. So we cannot say only if he could have, he should have, and would have. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam negated that. He forbade us to say, لو إياكم ولو إنها تفتح عمل الشيطان بل قولوا قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Do not open the gates of shaitan by saying only if things could have changed. If he didn't go, or she didn't go, if she didn't travel, whatever it is. But say, Allah decreed a matter and His will is above all. So we understand now that some of the righteous, Al-Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu, he says, could you imagine if you're going to battle and you felt that your shield is very heavy, so you got rid of your shield. And then you felt that your armor is also very heavy, and you get rid of your armor. On your way to battle, you also thought that your sword is extremely heavy, so you get rid of it also. And then you get to the battle. How will you defend yourself? How will you fight? Similarly, if we think that the Quran is too much of a burden for us to follow, and then we get rid of the Quran. And then we also think that the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is too much to follow, and we get rid of the Sunnah and the Fara'id and so on and so forth. How are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, and how are we going to fight shaitan? And that's why Ibn al-Adham rahmatullahi alayhi and other scholars said, the reason we are in this state is because we know who Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is, but we do not follow Him. And we know that the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, and we don't abide by its rules. And we know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to us by Him, and we do not follow steps. And we know shaitan is our enemy, but we follow him. And we declare that we want to go to Jannah, but we do nothing to attain it. And we declare that we fear the hellfire, and we do nothing to stay away from it. We bury our deceased, but we do not learn from it. We know we are going to die, and we don't prepare for it. So we understand why Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula said a simple sentence, وَلَا تَمُتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except in the state of Islam, because you will die in the state the way you lived, and you will be resurrected the way you died. So he says, don't die except in the state of Islam. So my brothers and sisters, what's holding you back? Except your own whims and desires. Why are most of us are afraid to die? What do you think? When that feet are going to be cold, and your tongue is going to be stiff, and your eyes are going to be dry, and the things you worked for that will be divided, the house that you worked for will be given, your spouse will be given, your wealth will be given, everything that you had, your job will be filled, you will be remembered for a very short time, but what will your legacy be? What will your name be when the angels come and take you? Will you be called by the best names that you were called upon in this earth, or the worst names that you were called upon this earth? Will the gates of heaven be actually allowed to open for you to be ascending to ask the questions or answer the question? Or will you not be given the permission to ascend? Will you hear Sadaqa Abdi or Kadaba Abdi? What will you hear? Will you say that my slave was told the truth, or he lied? What do you think? So you have to think about this. If the righteous used to have a grave in the back of it, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. He will tell, say the ayah, recite it. He says, Ya Allah, give me one more chance, irji'un, take me back. Maybe I will do righteous deeds. I've seen the truth now. And he will go back and say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me a chance. He would go back again, remind himself. He says, Ittaqillah, because one day you will say, قال رب ارجعون. You will hear, كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. You will hear the words after you get the request from Allah. You ask him, Ya Allah, give me one more chance. You one day you will hear, كلا, nay, permission not granted, you will not come back. So I'm going to take you only on a good journey and seal it with it, inshallah. Imagine that you've had enough of this world. You want off. The job is tough. The boss is terrible. The spouse, the children, the bills, the politics, everything. Injustice. You feel like a nail on the tire that is going around and you're helpless and hopeless. You want to take a break. You find a halal enough vacation. You book it. You receive the email. Confirmation of your itinerary. You open it and you only find that it says, please don't bother with your luggage. You don't need them where you're going. And by the way, it's a one-way ticket. You're not coming back. Your captain is the angel of death. Your accommodation, 6 feet beneath the ground. Your destination is unknown. How will you feel if you get this email? What will you do, ya akhi? You understand the wishes on Judgment Day that you will get. Ya Rabb, take me back. You will not be granted. Oh Allah, let me die. You will not be granted. Ya Allah, give me one day off. You will not be granted. How much will you pay to come back? The scholars will tell you will give everything to come back. So what is it exactly that you have to learn from this? You are granted the wish that you would have given anything to come back to this life. أَنْتَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمْنِيَةِ. You've been granted this wish that you hear. Don't blow it. My brothers and sisters, never despair of Allah's mercy. We have to remind you of two ayat. The first one, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, tell my slaves, tell them, قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدَ التَّقِنِيَّةِ. Tell them, if you crossed the limits, transgressed, and you were extravagant of doing the disobedience acts, never despair of Allah's mercy because Allah forgives all sins. And then he adds another bonus. Is إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except those who repent, believe, and do righteous deeds, Allah will not just forgive your sins, will take all the sins you've done and transform them into good deeds. What does that mean? It simply means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the road map to be saved. The first thing, he says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. The tawbah is that condition. Number two, in order, amana, because your iman, belief, will increase after your repentance. And the proof of your belief is your actions and deeds. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So never despair of Allah's mercy, because no matter how far you've gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is above and beyond anybody else's actions and deeds. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all. Forgive our sins, make our last words to be La ilaha illallah, and the best of actions and deeds to be the last of actions and deeds, and the best days where we meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula to have mercy upon Sister Nusrat and Brother Muhammad. Forgive all their sins, accept of all of their good deeds. Let them get the answer for the questions in the grave. Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? Who is your Prophet? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand their grave as far as their eyesight can see and not collapse the ribs. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to furnish it from Jannah, not from the hellfire. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open a gate in their grave to be able to see their place in Jannah, not the hellfire. So they will say, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a, aqim as-sa'a, kay a'udu ila ahli wa mali. Allah, establish the hour, I want to go back to my family and wealth. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula to resurrect them on pulpits of light and grant them their books with the right hand side. Allow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for them and grant him the highest level of Firdaus al-A'la with no accountability, so they can see a magnificent face in the way befitting your majesty. Ameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in.